Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
To be great is to be misunderstood, said Emerson. To be great is to be misunderstood. Some of you, when you hear that, think, well, I didn't realize how great I was until I heard that. There is probably no more common conflict in life than the problem of being misunderstood. It is an ever-present collision course we are on. We sail along fairly well until we encounter the full-on response of someone else who misjudged our motive, misunderstood our actions, and then as a result, we spend how many months, weeks, maybe years trying to recover from that? I thought about that when I attended one of the Los Angeles Kings hockey games. You owe it to yourself to go to at least one professional hockey game. I thought when I went that it was a game that had to do with skating on ice and slapping this little 3-inch hard rubber puck disc around the ice and getting it into the net. It isn't. That's not the reason people go to hockey games. Let me explain the reason. It is legalized decapitation. That's the reason. It is combat. 12 men on skates with weapons who pound each other into oblivion with their fists. The only thing they don't do to each other is bite, because they don't have any teeth. I never saw so many 20-year-old, 30-year-old men needing dentures in all of my life, and I watched the game long enough to understand why. I mean, they are a dentist's answer to prayer. These individuals, well, sure, there's skill, there's action, there's adventure, there's speed, there's strategy, I think, during which time the rules are maintained with accuracy and care until there's a collision. At that point, there are no rules. And the person who's supposed to enforce the rules becomes a figure skater. As he does little figure eights and twirls, thinks about fishing next week or whatever, because it is as if he doesn't even exist. And at that point, you have to understand, the stands or the stadium becomes a body of Tasmanian devils. Incredible. And I thought, as we were driving home, the six of us guys in this van, I thought, how like life is a hockey game? What appears to be mild and skillful and adventurous and harmonious and moves along at a pretty simple clip. Everything is fine until, boom, we encounter someone in a collision. And at that point, it is as though all rules are lost. And who is on which side seems to be forgotten. Everything comes unglued by this collision. And one of the most common of all collisions is being misunderstood. And if you're not with me yet, you haven't been misunderstood lately. You don't know what you're missing.
Misunderstandings can easily lead to broken relationships. But before that happens, do your best to be honest with yourself and the others involved and try to come to a resolution. Then, graciously forgive and move on. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Getting Through the Tough Stuff of Misunderstanding, was copyrighted in 1990, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.